Education policy may be changing in Washington, but how much of that will impact states may be less of a question under the Every Student Succeeds Act, the successor to No Child Left Behind. But as states have more control over their education systems, how do they do it? Well, that's the basic question. And states are getting some answers from a nonprofit that shares state education policy information and opportunities to trade best practices for a changing world. The Education Commission of the States is visiting Hawaii this week for a presentation to Hawaii lawmakers. Sarah Shelton is part of the state relations team, and she joins us in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
For a lot of educators, parents, students, trying to look at the world through this changing lens of innovation is something that has been difficult to be able to do. How do you prepare a child for a job that we don't yet know may exist in a world that's changing so quickly that we don't really have a blueprint for it, and yet we have a blueprint for education in Hawaii? How do you reconcile those things with some of what education can do to be able to create that flexibility and that ability to see change and react and creatively problem solve?
Sure, that's a great question. And before I answer that, I just want to give you a little background, your listeners, about Education Commission of the States. So as Beth Ann mentioned, we serve as partners to state policymakers. We provide personalized support, unbiased information, and opportunities for collaboration. And we do this because we believe in this power of learning from experience, and we know that informed policymakers create education policy. As we have looked at the elections of 2016, as you know, there's been a lot of changes in the state leadership landscape. New governors on the rise, a number of new legislatures, 17% of state legislators in 2017 are new to their position. So the changing landscape of leaders who work on education is significant. So we really work to inform unbiasedly policymakers as they grapple with some of these big questions of how do you educate young kids for jobs that we don't know that are going to exist by the time we graduate. And we really work with states and policies to make sure that they have the right policies in place and they're working together.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those because our time is short and I want to be able to get to some of the substantive issues that you talked about with our lawmakers here in being able to shape where we are now into where some of the blueprint says we ought to go. What states are we learning most from, or what states do you think we have the most to learn from?
Sure. So I think there's a number of states that we can call on. When we talked to the legislature yesterday, we talked about some of the education policy trends that we're seeing in other states and how Hawaii fits into that picture. So we talked about teacher shortages, and certainly there's teacher shortages across the country, and they're more acute in certain areas and in certain schools with certain characteristics. And we know that there's been a lot of task force and working groups going on in certain states who are looking at these shortages. And Arizona has had a task force and a working group. California, Delaware, and Illinois are all doing work in this area. And it looks like providing financial incentives to recruit and retain teachers. It's looking at mentoring induction. It's looking at teacher leadership and then some marketing and outreach to ensure that teachers are coming to fill the slots that need to be filled in certain schools.
But Sarah, many of those things that you just mentioned, in fact, all of them are things that, we have already talked about and that we think that we've brought into this in a way that would greatly enhance the chances of being able to have a teacher workforce that not only loves what it does, but also gets paid better, perhaps, and also feels that it's closest to its students so that it can be more responsive. All that aside, what truly do you see that is a difference that Hawaii should be making in maybe some of those areas or in the way in which it's allowed to bring in innovation to keep those teachers and educators closest to their communities and their kids?
Sure. Well, I know there's a lot of conversations going on in the state around this issue. It's a priority. And I think making sure that there's the right policies in place and that there's opportunities for school leaders and schools also to be empowered to make some of these decisions around staffing and recruiting the right people and growing your own teachers in Hawaii. I know that that's an area in which there's conversations of wanting to explore that a little bit more of creating a pipeline of young students in Hawaii who actually stay and become educators in the state in the schools where you need them most.
What states have something to give to Hawaii, and what do you think that Hawaii has to present to other states?
Well, I think Hawaii has a lot to present to other states. I think the gains that Hawaii has made on the NAEP scores have been significant, and that's important. I think
You should define NAEP scores.
Sure. So NAEP is the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and it's the largest nationally representative assessment of what students need to know across the states. So making gains in that is significant when other states, their levels on the NAEP scores around science, math, and reading stayed relatively flat. Hawaii's also had a decrease in chronic absenteeism, which is important. And I think it signals that Hawaii students are really showing up to school in a safe, supportive environment. And then Hawaii certainly has made progress around college and career readiness, around advanced placement, around dual credit, which has been significant in Hawaii. I know it started at a grassroots level, and then the state has really latched onto that, wanting to expand programs.
Dual credit, you're talking about someone who could be in high school and get credit for college.
Absolutely. They can get high school and college credit. Thank you. And then increases in college enrollment in Hawaii. So I think there's a lot of bright spots. And it's one thing that we do have the luxury of doing in our organization is highlighting the successes in other states. So that policymakers aren't always reinventing the wheel, that they can understand what other states are doing and perhaps use that to think about things a little bit differently in their state.
Especially with the chafing around Common Core, and many states are feeling that. What states do you see that might be models for Hawaii in certain areas, some of which you may have mentioned, that might move us away from some of that angst and again, be able to show that in moving closer to students, in being able to have more autonomy, despite the fact that we have, you know, a centralized school system, that you may, in fact, get better outcomes?
Sure. So I think ESSA, the Every Student Succeed Act, really gives states the opportunity to create a vision in their state and what they want education to look like and use that to drive their ESSA work. So I think we're going to see with state plans of states thinking a little bit differently about innovation and some of these areas like teacher shortages, dual credit, achievement gap, and what they want to do to move the needle. So I think it will be exciting to see what some of those state plans look like and exciting to see the leaders in these states really start to implement and move that work forward.
Our state is an island state. We have very different island to island, the feel and the characteristics are different. But we also have a cultural component that other states do not have. But they may have other cultural components that may be similar in nature in the way they're brought into a school system. Is there something that you see in Hawaii that you would find as a model for other states or other states that are also doing it in a way that we could do better?
Sure. You know, I think the around the dual credit that you guys have really seeing that as an opportunity to provide a continuum for young people and encourage young people to get high school credit and college credit. And you've seen that the enrollment rates in college have increased. So I think that's an important aspect of it. I know that the culture of peace in Hawaii has been very important for you and an opportunity to continue to narrow that achievement gap and making sure that there's policies in place and supports in place to support all young people.
And especially in charter schools.
In charter schools as well. Yeah, I know that you guys have a robust charter school system.
At this point, when you are dealing with so many states, they're all asking the same questions. It seems that there's more an agreement that there's more that we don't know that we do, but that there is a flexibility to be able to answer your own questions in your own state and that everybody is sort of, you know, struggling through it together. Is there anything that you can see happening in Washington now under a Trump administration that might in some ways either augment that ability to do more in each state or possibly thwart it, given the fact that we don't know yet who the Secretary of Education is going to be?
Sure. Great question. You know, I think we're taking a wait and see, wanting to see who the Secretary of Education will be. And, you know, there's certainly, I think, a number of states who have an interest in expanding school choice. So we see that across the states, that states will probably continue to do that. But I think we're really taking a wait and see what will happen at
you
the federal
and everybody
level.
Else.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Thanks very much for joining us. Sarah Shelton is a member of the State Relations Team of the Education Commission of the States. It provided an informational briefing on education policy to Hawaii lawmakers this week.